Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
8:46, 14 before 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Wednesday, October 20th, day 52 of the Ida recovery, closing in on Halloween, although you'd never know it from the high temperatures. Highs of 80 today, stormy at times. Spotty rain tomorrow, highs of 82. Sun and clouds on Friday, highs of 82. Then sunny, warm, and breezy Saturday and Sunday with highs of 86 to 88, which is pretty close to 90 if you think about it, and it's going to be that way through next Tuesday. Howie Kaplan joins us, owner of the Howlin' Wolf, to talk about recovery after Ida and the pandemic and so forth. How you doing, Howie?
How you doing, Tommy? Good to be back.
Good to talk to you again. How's your business doing and what's been up? I guess, first of all, we'll go with Ida since that's more recent, then we'll work back to the pandemic.
Well, obviously, Ida affected everybody differently. We actually, by accident, became a food distribution hub again and ended up doing close to 25,000 meals over 8 days.
Wow.
Over 100 restaurants opened up their freezers and fridges, and we had refrigerated trucks, and at one point we had two smokers and outdoor fryers and grills. We had a James Beard award-winning chef working a Weber grill at one point. You know, just goes
really
to show New Orleans knows how to take care of New Orleans. And
that says it all, Holly.
Bringing back flashbacks.
That says it all. A James Beard winning chef operating a Weber grill. That just tells the entire story. What about the pandemic? And are you noticing that we're getting close to back to normal? Is your business coming close to back to normal?
Well, I mean, I think it's a new normal at this point, and I want to say, you know, as an industry and as my place, we're cautiously optimistic moving forward. I think a big thing is that people need to feel safe to go see a show, to get into a room with a bunch of people, and we definitely don't want to go backwards. The last thing we want to have happen is, you know, people come to see some of our great music and some of our great musicians and our culture bearers, and, you know, we're going backwards and things are getting worse. So I think cautiously optimistic is the best way to describe that.
I'm just wondering in terms of willingness of people to go out and compliance with the vaccine and all that stuff. Are people playing nice for the most part?
For the most part, yeah. I mean, it's funny. I think most of the people that are coming and giving our staff grief and doing around town are folks that weren't planning on walking in our doors anyway. They recognize where it is, and, you know, we're the wrong people to yell at. You want to go into a restaurant and yell at them for, you know, enforcing a city mandate. I think that's kind of silly, but it's, for the most part, I got to tell you, the people have been great about it. People have been accepting it. We have a ton of outdoor seating, so that helps, you know, that helps things a lot, especially with the nice weather that's been going on up until today. And, you know, it's nice seeing the city start to come back and people start to come back. We had a big initiative with Stephen Perry and the New Orleans and Company crew, NOLA by NOLA, the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And that brought us a nice little influx, and it's nice to see that they're recognizing that music year-round is something to promote. And they've been doing that for a lot, but I think they, you know, their eyes got opened by the fact that we actually brought quite a few people in the doors with that initiative.
So are you telling me that people are seeing a sign about a mask mandate and going in and giving you a hard time about it when they had no real intention of going in anyway?
We get a few of those, and I think, you know, this is a polarizing thing for some folks. I like to say this is what we do in Louisiana. This is what we do. We try to take care of our neighbors, and if it means we're going to be uncomfortable for a moment, or we have to, you know, help folks out, I think that's what we do. And I think Ida showed that too. You know, we take care of our neighbors, even if it means it's a little uncomfortable for us.
if you got nothing better to do than go hassle somebody that is running a business that you have no intention of doing business with anyway, you need to look yourself in the mirror and maybe consider some charity work because you got too much time on your hands. 851, 9 before 9, more with Howie Kaplan, owner of the Howlin' Wolf, when we come back. Time now for traffic on WWL. 8:55 and a half. That would be 3 and a half until 9 o'clock. I'm Tommy Tucker, WWL Wednesday morning, talking to Howie Kaplan, owner of the Howlin' Wolf. Howie, how important is the crew of Boo Parade, you think, moving forward for Halloween and so forth? And are you anticipating maybe a pretty big weekend with that?
Well, I think it's the litmus test for Mardi Gras. And if the Saints aren't a good test too, and this isn't a good test as well, I mean, we were counting on October to be possibly the best October the city had ever seen. And obviously that changed and everything got canceled. But this is it. You know, the hope is that, you know, we do things the right way. The city does things the right way and folks behave to such an extent that there isn't a humongous spike. And this is it. And we'll know in a couple of weeks whether or not, you know, it was the right thing moving forward.
And you mentioned NOLA by NOLA, which was an outstanding thing that they came up with. And I was just wondering if you would want to talk about how important it was to the musicians to get them back to work and the response from the audiences, et cetera.
Well, it was pretty amazing. The fact that this is something that had been going on well before Ida, and Ida kind of put a kibosh on a significant portion of what was going to happen. It was tough to bring people in, recognizing that, you know, we had no power and we were having trouble with garbage pickup. But it was huge to see, you know, all the musicians come together, all the music venues come together, you know, recognizing that the cultural economy isn't just about one venue, one artist. It's about all of us working together to keep the dollars flowing and to get folks into town. We need those 19 million people that came here in 2019 to come back. And, you know, I echo what Billy was saying before. I mean, this is crucial. And anything we can do to get the word out is key to doing that. But it was nice to see musicians on the stages. It was great to go into venues and see folks enjoying themselves. And, you know, this is the beginning of a long trend that we hope that that people start coming back to New Orleans and recognizing that we need those folks here to see our musicians.
Has the communication been adequate with the city that you've been having?
For the most part, yeah. They seem to be listening. They seem to understand and recognize that they're going to need all of this coming together. You know, I like to use that buzzword, the cultural economy, but we recognize that you know, so many dollars are made after 6 p.m. when, you know, when things aren't going normal. You know, it's, you know, when it's not that 9-to-5 thing. You know, people come here for very particular reasons. And it's, you know, we are talking about a James Beard Award winner. You know, you can do that in Des Moines, Iowa now. And the reason that people come here is our music, our musicians, our people. And I think the city is definitely starting to recognize that more and more every day.
Thank you, Howie. I appreciate your time. Let's hope it keeps going in a positive direction.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
You bet. Howie Kaplan, owner of the Howlin' Wolf. Next hour, we're going to talk to Mike Haas, voice of the Saints. The Saints are back in action this weekend, but you're going to
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.